It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
1039-985, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show. We do have guests, Brian from the Burger Joint, Al Green.
Al Green, everyone.
Al Green is here. Obviously, you guys have some stuff going on this weekend, and it's quite a bit of stuff going on this weekend. Brian, let's start out with what you got going at CVS on Saturday.
All right, the Brothers Keepers this Saturday.
Saturday.
We've got, at 10 o'clock, we're having a pulled pork barbecue sandwich fundraiser for Water Springs Ranch. Mm-hmm. And we'll be out there and revving the motorcycles and doing wheelies in the parking lot and selling some sandwiches.
All right, pulled pork. Yes. You'll be cooking.
Yes.
That'll be enough right there. I mean, once again, I'm going to just shamelessly plug the Burger Joint.
Thank you.
But if you haven't been to the Burger Joint.
I work there.
Yeah, he works there. He cooks there. And he has one in New Boston and one in Texarkana at North State Line, just north of Interstate 30, that he opened back in February, I think it was. And the Burger Joint is a great place to go get you a fantastic hamburger. I love the bacon cheeseburger. That's just my favorite. You love the angry fries. Anna does. And he's got a lot more than that. But anyway, he's a great chef, great cook.
Shucks. Thanks.
In other words. So you got that going on at CVS tomorrow. Starts around 10-ish until you run out.
Until we run out. Hopefully we'll run out.
All right.
Yeah. So it's a good thing on fundraisers to
run out.
Not too early, but.
Yeah, a little bit later in the day. Okay, that's it. We've cooked it all. We've used it all. Everybody's eating it. So that's great. So that's CVS tomorrow. Corner State Line, Arkansas Boulevard, starting around 10 o'clock or so.
Goes for a good cause.
Yep.
Brothers Keepers are always going to be about those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the Water Springs Ranch kids.
All right, that's great. Speaking of Water Springs Ranch and that kind of thing, Al, you've got stuff going on all weekend long as well, and you're going to have a neat poker run. Talk a little bit about what's going on.
We're having a poker run fundraiser starting at Texas Convention Center. First bike out at 9 o'clock, $10 a hand. It'll go all the way around to the Harley Shop, 5-card draw, go to Ashtown, Foreman, New Boston. We turn around and get prizes out for high hand, low hand. And if somebody is lucky enough to get a Royal Flush, that means I will give them $100.
Wow. Now, Anna?
Yes.
A hundo.
A Royal Flush does not have anything to do with a toilet. Just want to get that straight.
I like that. That's a good one. It depends on what chain you pull. Right?
What are you talking about?
We're also going to have burgers and chips and drinks and stuff up there.
Uh-huh.
Along with Brothers Keepers. All of this goes to Water Springs Ranch. 100% of the money goes to Water Springs Ranch.
Yeah, we're not competing against each other. It's just we're getting it all out there.
That's tomorrow, right?
That's tomorrow.
All right. Now, there's something going on Sunday, too.
Keepers is bringing a group in from New Boston that leaves at 12 o'clock from the American Legion.
Yes.
And they'll be up here around 12:30 in town, up here at Exit 2, to reach the rest of us. The Corvette Club will be there. The Jeep Junkies will be there. Brothers Keepers, me, plus others, will be there. There's no telling how many people will come to Water Springs Ranch for this celebration.
Right.
Now, you guys were talking about the guy's name was Witham, right?
With him.
And it has to do with the scholarship fund. Give us the background on that.
His son passed away about 18 and a half, 19 years ago. And he went to Dwight and talked to Dwight about he had some money he needed that he was given because of his son's death that he wanted to do something with. And Dwight told him he had something he could do.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Water Springs Ranch and he talked to David.
Whatley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They got together. That's where Water Springs got involved with the Jeffrey Lane Witham Memorial Scholarship.
All right. Hey, if it'll help a kid that's getting out of high school to go into either trade school, college, whatever, further their education to become a better citizen, it's a great thing. 1039-985, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. We got Brian, we got Al, we got a lot of things going on. And I just wanted to, we kind of talked a little bit about specific things that are going on this weekend, but just kind of like we did on the Facebook Live, if anybody caught that, talk a little bit about how you guys, y'all are in kind of different groups or different organizations, but you cooperate. And when somebody picks up the phone and says, hey, we got this going going on. We could use a little help or something. You want to help out the kids. It's like everybody
Yeah, or hey, it's for a kid. Okay, where is it and when?
Right. So y'all just immediately you gather together. Al, you were talking about the logistics behind some of these things you do. You got to do so many different things. You're getting calls from this person. You line up where you can put your Toys for Tots box or whatever. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
True. There's a lot of work. It's not a one-person deal. It takes an organization or organizations, such as Brothers Keepers, Vet Club helps us out on some cases, American Legion does. I make phone calls, Brian makes phone calls, and we get to people that we know can help us. We ask them for different things. We ask them to be able to take toy boxes to different stores. We ask them to ask people for donations, for Toys for Tots. We ask for several different things. At the end, it is such a massive amount of stuff that is done by such a big group of people. I'm like, they're a group of, say, 15.
Uh-huh.
I'm a group of 5 or 6. There's another group over here that's got, may have 10.
Mm-hmm.
All of us get together, and we know what we're doing, because each one has got a specific thing that they're going to do.
Right.
And that helps out a lot to organize things around. And Dwight was one of the godfathers of this deal.
Yeah.
He come to me and he asked me if I would help him with Toys for Tots. And I did.
Yeah.
18 years ago.
18 years.
And I've been with him ever since. I have learned so much from the man himself that I'm still learning from what I can remember of what all he has showed me on the way down the line for the last 18 years.
Huh.
And it's not just me, it's other people too.
Well, you know, it's kind of like the way I look at it is you get somebody who's got vision. He's got vision for things that we need to do this. We need to do that. We should help these kids. And then you gather people around you of the same like mind that go, yeah, I love kids. I want to help. And that group comes together like you're talking about.
Right.
So visionary is what I would say is what Dwight was. And he brought all his friends together and made friends. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, right?
Lots of friends, yes.
Okay. Right. Well, guys, we're going to play a game here in a couple of minutes because we always have to play a game. But I wanted
not poker, right?
No, it's not going to be poker, right? No cards involved in.
I thought we were going to play donut poker or something.
We can play Guess His Voice.
Yeah. What I want Brian to do is I forgot whether it was today or Saturday.
I think it's on Saturday.
Okay. The late Jim Nabors.
Jim Nabors.
Has a birthday, or it would have been his birthday.
He had the voice of an angel.
Yes. He had a great singing voice.
Yes, he did.
Very deep singing voice, but he was Gomer Pyle on Andy Griffith.
Golly, Sergeant.
There you go, USMC. Give us a little of Gomer Pyle.
A little Gomer Pyle.
Mm-hmm.
Sergeant, we're just going down there to the picture show on Mount Holly. You think that'd be okay if we took Anna? Thanks, Sergeant.
Do me a Shazam.
Shazam.
Good, brother.
I like that. I love it. We are going to play a game with our guests because that's just what we do. And then before we get out of here, we'll highlight real quickly what, again, is all the events going on this weekend to help out people in general, but especially kids and kids at Water Springs Ranch. 1039 98.5 mypigradio.com. You haven't lived until you get two bikers trying to add up what's on the calendar and how many months we got till December. See, I got how many fingers? All right. I'm just messing. Are y'all ready to play a game?
We're ready.
Okay.
We're playing mind game.
Yeah, it's kind of a mind game. Yeah. All right.
Game I play with y'all a lot.
Do not look at the screen. Okay, it's going to be between Al and Brian since they have microphones and you don't. You can chime in.
I always do.
All you have to do is yell and chime in. Don't look at the screen, Al.
I
said Al.
Al's over here reading answers. Al's over here cheating already. But it's okay.
I wish you the best of luck on this one because these are difficult, okay? I'm just telling you right now, they're difficult. It's called Spy the Lie, and we'll give you something, and there'll be like three or four things. Three of them are true, and one of them's not. You spy the lie. All of the following movies we're going to be opening this weekend. You know, they hadn't been opening movies because of the COVID-19, except for one. You Spy the Lie, City of a Million Soldiers, The Last Beyond, The War Master, Infamous, and Chalang. What movie is made up?
What was the last one?
Chalang.
Chalang.
Really?
Yeah.
How you say that?
Well, you can spell it C-H-H-A-L-A-A-N-G. Chalang.
What was the first one?
City of a Million Soldiers, The Last Beyond, The War Master, Infamous, and Chalang. One of those is not a real movie.
I would say the last one.
He says
never,
the last
one. I've never heard of any of these.
Uh-huh. No, neither. Well, they haven't come out.
Well, yeah.
Just take a guess.
What do you say, Al?
I say the last
one. The last one?
Whatever he wants to call it.
Chalang.
Whatever he wants to call it.
What do you say, Brian?
What? Yeah, I don't even know what the War Master is. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but so, they've got some weird ones coming out.
Is that your final
answer? I guess that's going to be my final answer.
Your final answer is the War Master?
Yes.
And he was Chalang. And actually, Brian guessed right. The War Master is not a real movie. Chalang is a real movie.
Chalang.
I have nonsense. Don't ask me what it's about. You can Google it. All of the following are types of actual trees, except for one. Oh, my goodness. The hophorn beam, the humpalump oak, the loblolly pine, the monkey puzzle tree, or witch hazel.
Why did they come up with these answers?
Well, we know that witch hazel is,
so is a loblolly pine.
Okay.
So now we're down to
hophorn beam, humpalump oak, or the monkey puzzle tree. Out of those three, which one's not really...
I mean, the monkey puzzle tree is a real game that kids play.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go with that oak.
You're going with the hump?
I'll go with that one.
A lump oak. Is that what you're going with, Al?
I'll go with that.
Uh-huh. Guess what?
I'll go with that.
Guess what?
We're right.
You're right.
What?
Two. You're right.
You got two, I got one.
That's that book learning for you, son.
You don't
book
need to
learning.
The next one.
This is the final question. The last question. All of the following are names of towns in the state of Wisconsin, except for one. You spy the lie. Poy-Sippi, Kosh-Kanong, Cowbell Falls, Fence, or Bosstown. I'll say them one more time if I can. Poy-Sippi, Kosh-Kanong, Cowboy Falls, Fence, or Bosstown. Which one's not a real town in Wisconsin? You say Fence. Anna says Fence. I'll say...
Cowboy Falls.
Okay, and Brian say?
Bell Falls.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ride with me, baby. Ride with me.
I'm going to go with Al on this one.
You're going to go with Al. Is that your final answer?
When he asked that question, it makes me wonder.
Yeah, I know. Is that your final answer? That's probably Fence, but yeah, I'll be wrong. I'll go with Al.
Well, guess what? Al was right.
What?
Yes.
Woo!
Man.
So Al led you in the right direction. Y'all did very well. As being as strange as those names were, y'all did really, really well.
That's a hard
Spy
one.
Of the Lie.
All right. Guessing on that.
103.9985mypigradio.com. The My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. Kind of tell us real quickly again the lineup of what's happening this weekend. And tomorrow morning, CVS, corner of State Line and Arkansas Boulevard, around 10-ish, Brian is going to be cooking some...
pulled pork for the Brothers Keepers.
All right. So come by and get you a sandwich, and the proceeds go to...
Water Springs Ranch.
All right. He's so good. Al, got a poker run going tomorrow.
Yes. We're leaving at 9 o'clock from Texas Side Convention Center. Going to go to the Harley Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is going to go to Water Springs Ranch.
Get your royal flush, and you can get, what, how much?
$100 bill.
All right. And you're going to be cooking some burgers, too. Somebody is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al may not be the cook, but somebody's going to cook them.
I ain't cooking.
And then on Sunday.
I'm calling on my friend.
Oh, there you go. The burger guy. The burger expert. And then on Sunday, it all culminates because you're going to be going to Water Springs Ranch. Tell us about that.
Everything is going to Water Springs Ranch. We're going to Water Springs Ranch. They'll be leaving at 12 o'clock. Brothers Keeper is going to escort some to exit 2. From there, we go to Water Springs Ranch, and we have a little celebration with the children up there.
Mm-hmm.
Greet and meet.
Mm-hmm.
And love them to death.
I love it. I love what you guys do, and all the friends that you have that do this to help.
And they'll
out
have
the
a
kid.
Special presentation to honor Dwight at the ranch.
Yes,
thank
as
you.
David
thank
mentioned.
Yes,
Water Springs Ranch is going to have a special presentation just to honor Dwight Neville.
Right. Yes. All right. Thank you for that, and thank you guys for what you do, and thank you for coming in and spending part of the morning with us.
Wouldn't miss it. Thank you.
All right. Say say goodbye, Sergeant Carter.
Goodbye, Verena. Golly. We'll see you next time. I'm there.
There's Gomer. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.